Welcome to Heart to Heart, a podcast about all things heart-related presented by the Physicians of Advanced Cardiovascular Specialists. I'm your host, Linnea Allen. Today, we're going to discuss the risk factors for coronary artery disease with Dr. Bill Haney of Advanced Cardiovascular Specialists, located in Shreveport, Louisiana. Thanks for being here, Dr. Haney.
Thank you, Linnea. It's my pleasure.
Dr. Haney, if you would, please tell me a little bit about yourself and your background.
I'm a cardiologist in Shreveport with Advanced Cardiovascular Specialists. I did most of my training here in town. I grew up in Shreveport. I trained at what was then LSU Medical Center, and I've been in private practice since 1987.
Okay, well, let's jump right in. What exactly is coronary artery disease?
We are referring to atherosclerosis of the coronary arteries, and people hear about plaque buildup in the arteries that can lead to chest pain and sometimes heart attack or myocardial infarction.
And what factors can lead to this?
Well, we know there are five major risk factors, and those are high cholesterol, diabetes, high blood pressure, family history, and cigarette smoking.
And most of those can be preventable, but there are other factors we can't change, correct, that can cause this?
The major factor that we cannot change is genetics, and that's something that we can manage by changing the other risk factors.
Okay. So how do you approach the evaluation of a new patient for possible coronary artery disease?
Well, there's several parts. The history is the most important thing, and we get to symptoms, but the first thing is to determine the statistical likelihood of having coronary artery disease. And that's based on the patient's individual risk factors that we've already mentioned. Age is another one.
Mm-hmm. So it's not necessarily poor lifestyle choices, but also age and genetics. What about gender? Does gender play a factor?
Women get heart disease just as much as men, but they tend to get it at a later age than men do.
All right. Now, some people have high cholesterol and others don't. Why is that?
When we eat fats in our diet, and everybody does, and they're necessary, they are absorbed and then go through the portal venous system to the liver where they're metabolized. And the way that your liver metabolizes fat is genetically determined. And it can vary widely. There's multiple different syndromes. There's familial hypercholesterolemia, in which the cholesterol can be extremely high. There's something called the metabolic syndrome, where the bad cholesterol is usually not that high. The good cholesterol is very low, and triglycerides tend to be high. And it tends to run with diabetes often later in life.
Okay. What about high blood pressure? Does that cause symptoms?
High blood pressure is a tough problem because it usually causes no symptoms. And some people go years between doctor visits and may have no idea that they have high blood pressure. And that's why it's called a silent killer. When it gets extremely high, sometimes it can cause some symptoms, but it can be quite high and the patient has no idea that that's going on.
Okay. And you also mentioned genetics. How much of a role do genetics play in this?
They play a very large role, and it's sad to see some families in which many family members have difficulty with heart attack or stroke or other vascular disease complications, often at a young age.
And smoking. We mentioned that at the very, very beginning. So it has been thought to be one of the most horrible things for us, for our bodies, for our health. Is it as bad as they say?
I think smoking is worse, and it's easy. It's sort of like high blood pressure. People don't feel bad until they're way down the road. And that can be either with lung disease or cardiovascular disease. And it obviously is one of the correctable risk factors. Some people think, well, I don't smoke that much. That may mean that they're less likely to get emphysema and chronic bronchitis, but they're just about as likely to get vascular disease, even smoking small amounts.
Okay. And you mentioned diabetes. How important is that in the development of heart disease?
Diabetes is extremely important. And as I mentioned earlier, it tends to run with lipid disorders. And when we're treating cholesterol, the current guidelines suggest treating anyone with diabetes just like somebody with known heart disease. It's that big a risk factor that we treat them like they already have heart disease.
Okay. So for all of these things that you've mentioned, can you change your risks? And if so, how?
Well, as we stated earlier, we cannot change genetics, at least not at this time. That might be possible one of these days. But all of the other risk factors are modifiable, and it can make a tremendous difference. There's multiple ways to attack the risk factors. Diet and exercise can lower your blood pressure, help control your blood sugar, and lower the cholesterol level. Smoking cessation is huge. And when these factors are not adequate to get where we're trying to get, it's where we often use medications as well to improve blood pressure control, diabetes control, and cholesterol control.
Okay. So a lot of things we can do to help ourselves. What other treatment options, or can you go into more detail about the treatment options that you at Advanced Cardiovascular Specialist, what can you guys do especially to help folks in this condition?
We can, really the most important thing is treating the risk factors. And it's pretty mundane really to most of us cardiologists. It's not the highlight of our day to talk to people about their blood pressure and cholesterol, diet and exercise program. When someone treats their risk factors and avoids a heart attack or stroke, they'll never know it because they can't know what would have happened otherwise. So sometimes it's hard to get people to be enthusiastic about risk factor control. Once someone has heart disease, that's where some of the more advanced therapies come into play, from medical therapy to angioplasty or stents, coronary bypass surgery, valve replacement, et cetera.
Well, this has certainly been enlightening, and we certainly appreciate you, Dr. Haney. To learn more about coronary artery disease and other cardiovascular-related topics, visit acsdoctors.com.